Thank you and good afternoon. 18-year-old Carly Catherine Paulson was identified this afternoon as the driver who struck and killed Lawrence Bryant in a hit-and-run accident south of Fortuna Tuesday night. Paulson faces vehicular manslaughter and felony hit-and-run charges after her Chevy Tahoe struck Bryant on Highway 101 going south. Paulson then fled the scene on Highway 36 and Bryant succumbed to his injuries at the scene. CHP officers are asking for the public's help in locating Paulson, who resides in the McKinleyville and Miranda areas. She is described as 5'3", 120 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. On Thursday, two search warrants were served at a pair of residences on Lower Thomas Road in Miranda, and it resulted in an arrest as well as the confiscation of marijuana and marijuana plants. Agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force first responded to the 4100 block and contacted 38-year-old Graham Borst. A search of the residence turned up 30 pounds of processed marijuana, as well as over 150 plants and a butane hash extraction lab. Agents then went to the 4500 block of Lower Thomas Road and found 13 greenhouses containing over 4,900 marijuana plants. Agents detained immigrant workers at the scene, but they would later be released. Paperwork that revealed the identities of the property owners was located as well. Borst was booked into Humboldt County Jail on various drug charges, and future arrests are expected to follow. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department puts out a garage fire. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a fire located in a detached garage at a residence on Madrone Street on Thursday night in Eureka. The homeowner had been notified by neighbors and a passerby of the fire, and they took immediate action by using a garden hose and brought the fire under control as firefighters were en route. The fire was caused by the spontaneous combustion of rags that had been used to stain a deck. Those rags were stored in a plastic bucket just inside the garage door. The fire caused minor damage but did not spread to any other buildings, and firefighters checked for hot spots and any extension in the garage before declaring the scene secure.
Thank you, Dan. Sheriff Mike Downey was on Thursday morning's Talk Shop and said that at least 6 new deputies are expected to be hired in the next week and a half. And this afternoon, he announced the swearing-in of 2 new Humboldt deputies. Eureka residents Chandler Bronson and Miranda Mayfield were sworn in and will now participate in the field training program. If you are interested in applying for open positions at the sheriff's office, you can contact County Human Resources. Mendocino deputies booked 20-year-old Covelo resident Joseph Becerto into county jail after deputies conducted a follow-up investigation into the theft of multiple vehicles in Covelo. Deputies responded to a residence in the 78,000 block of Ledger Lane, where probable cause led deputies to arresting Becerto for the theft of 2 stolen vehicles, one of which was not reported to the sheriff's office. Becerto was booked on vehicle theft and probation violation charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. AT&T service was fully restored earlier today after a fiber optic cable was deliberately cut in an act of vandalism near the railroad tracks in Hopland Thursday morning. The service outage affected cell phone, internet, landlines, and 911 services across Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties. 911 services were of the highest concern for county and state officials as emergency calls had to be rerouted. State Senator Mike McGuire was in constant communication with AT&T as service was being restored. Some AT&T carriers were able to retain services during the outage due to the redundant fiber cable line running along Highway 299. System tests were conducted after crews restored service to make sure everything was in working order. It's Labor Day weekend, and with that, local agencies want to remind residents to be cautious and safe. As the county will see an influx of visitors and drivers on roadways, law enforcement will be at maximum enforcement to remove impaired drivers from those roadways. If you are traveling into or out of the region, make sure to be cautious of smoke from wildfires burning across Northern California as well. Local fire departments have also issued reminders and fire safety tips when using barbecues or making campfires. The Coast Guard also issued reminders and safety tips to beachgoers and residents participating in water recreation. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.